The reason I'm so optimistic is that the American biotech industry, in my view, is really the most advanced and most competitive in the world. That is true thanks in no small part to the generous research funding and technology sharing of the National Institutes of Health. In addition, the Department of Energy has been doing a lot of work over the years that is turning out to be immensely helpful. Our efforts in genomics, and I would interject here, most people don't even know that our department started the Human Genome Project. The efforts in genomics, along with our research in rapid DNA sequencing at the Joint Genome Institute, as well as the advanced light source technology that we have at our national labs, are all starting to come together. So we see a new kind of convergence that is making energy from biomass more promising than at any time before. We're particularly excited about developing cellulosic ethanol, which, as I'm sure you know, is a fuel made from plant waste, switchgrass, wood chips, and other inedible agricultural products. The challenge is to find cost-effective ways of breaking down the tough cell walls so that the material can be converted into energy. One of the most promising ways of doing that is through microbes. The trick is to find the right microbe to interact with the right biomass source. We need to match the bug to the plant, in many cases, by re-engineering both. Our goal, as the President announced in his State of the Union address, is to make cellulosic ethanol cost competitive by 2012. Now, I want to be very clear, however, that our efforts are not confined exclusively to cellulosic ethanol. We're also sponsoring promising research on other biofuels from biomass, including biodiesel, biofuels for aviation, and biologically produced or inspired hydrogen and other fuels from sunlight. For instance, we think that the advanced biological research that we're funding might also be directed to solar power, outperforming nature's own photosynthesis. The goal here, which admittedly is further down the road, is transforming microbes into engines that convert sunlight directly into fuels. My point is that there are lots of extraordinary projects and fresh ideas that show real promise, and we are interested in all of them.